It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 265.
It's a Monday.
10:08 a.m. in the morning.
In Melbourne. That's where we are right now.
Notice anything different about me?
Fully shaved.
Yeah.
You got a little stubble.
Yeah.
When did you do it?
Last night.
Okay. So what? That's like a 0.5. So
you, it's no, sort of, I was complete. That was a blade shave and that's how much it's grown.
No way. Do you blade shave?
No. If I blade shave, I tend to get a little bit rashy.
Yeah, I just stopped that. So I started blade shaving when I was about 9 because I wanted facial hair. I didn't have any hair to shave, but I was like, if I shave, it will then bring on
That's
hair.
What they say, isn't it?
I don't know if it works, but I'm fucked up now.
I fucked my chin royally because I was trying to shave and I sort of misinterpreted how they shave in movies. And I did this.
Oh, yeah.
And so I scraped. I basically blade, like sliced my skin because I also had no
facial hair. Nothing to get off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of it. I look about 2. Mm. You look younger, definitely.
If you go the full shave.
Yeah. If I got rid of this, I would look 2 years old.
If you were an accountant, if you were like if you're a journalist and like on Channel 7 or whatever, I remember. I think Paul Dowsley, who I used to work with, he used to have a beard and then he had to get rid of it. He had to have a full shave.
Well, there's a lot of occupations. I mean, here's the problem. It's not a problem. The day and age we're in, it's hip to have a beard.
Mm.
But then there's occupations that push against it. On Australian television, there's this guy, I can't remember his name.
The finance guy. He wears it. Mum told me, toupee. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. So he's from Combank.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for years and Mum used to be like, well, look at the...
he's got a funny name, like a great name. Commonwealth Bank Money Guy
money
TV.
Finance presenter.
Oh, he's classic. But he just, I remember, it's like, didn't have a beard and then just like, he was like, fuck this, I'm growing a beard.
Yeah.
I'm getting a huge beard.
I think it definitely sort of set it up
can
well.
Can I find him? Oh, nah. He had a funny name. We will find it. We will find a photo.
Send us an email if you can remember the guy's name. And
Sandra Sully, if you're listening,
if you're watching,
please send us an email. Just see, she tweeted. She
favorited
behind one
great.
Of our tweets. My tweets loved it. We're still going to get Sandra. We need Sandra at the desk.
Yeah. Sandra at the desk would be great. But when it comes to the shave stuff, we've started house sitting in Richmond.
Oh, yeah. Did you use someone else's? Oh, no, you didn't raise a shave.
No.
But it's a real sick move to use someone else's razor.
Would it be okay to use their clippers?
I don't think so. I mean, as I say that, I'm the guy that's shaved my balls with my brother's clippers.
Have you really? As some form of troll or just because you like
need them shaved? Sorry, bro.
How long ago was this?
Within 6 months.
Really? How did you get to your brother's shaver in the last 6 months?
I went to my brother's place and used them.
Like for a barbecue and just thought I'm going to give him a bit of a trim?
No, I just visited and I was like...
You stayed the night? I feel like you need to stay the night to have permission to use someone.
When you say all this shit, it makes me think it's fucked. But the other week, I used it again. I was like, outdoor, he's got an outdoor PowerPoint that I can get to it and he's got a good pair of shavers. In fact, I didn't even ask him. I just used it.
Wait, so you're at his house?
I mean, it goes deep. I've got my for many years. I've got my mum on the bandwagon of shaving my back. Amy, I mean,
so you're outside though.
Yeah, outside, outdoor PowerPoint. Use it, you know, not being a gronk, leaving hair everywhere inside, and not that time. And I didn't use it. I did it in the bathroom the other time. Where I actually vacuumed it up. In fact, it's a gronk move,
it's very,
dude.
It's very gronky. But no, I discovered that I hadn't brought my shaver with me to the place that we're house sitting.
Yeah.
And now that we're on camera 5 days a week, I need to make sure I keep my neck in order.
You do.
My neck beard gets pretty gross.
I think mine's okay. I'm about to shave again. So hang on. You used the dude's...
No, so I didn't.
Okay, you did.
So we went to... we were going past a chemist, and I said to Bree, let's get a new shaver. There's this great, I don't know if it's Gillette, do like, you know, Gillette have the like the normal blade razors or whatever. They also have like a trimmer that you can buy.
Oh, yeah. You've got that one.
Yeah.
I use that
It's $29, right? Yeah. And so I said, you know what? Fuck it. It's handy to have a couple of them. One at fucking, not that we're ever going to be living at mum and dad's again, but I just didn't want to go back there. Anyway, so I said to Bree, oh, should we go into this chemist? And she was like, oh, I was actually going to go to the one up there, but we can go to this one, Priceline, to get your shaver. Went in there, $29, bought it. And then we went next door to Chemist Warehouse and they had it on sale for $9 less, $20.
That's a lot less.
What would you do?
I'd take it straight back, refund, go there, buy it, then go to Grilled and buy some chips for $9.
That's what – we didn't do that last bit, but I actually got Bree to – I said, oh, it's cheaper here. And she goes, I'll take it back.
Yeah.
And so we took it back. Yeah, so good, my good. Shave – if you think about it, like I went to a place in LA. What's the – where did we eat those donuts?
The Grove.
The Grove. Yeah. They've got like a farmer's market.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got – maybe 4 years ago, got a shave and got my hair cut. And it was like – over $100.
That's ridiculous.
And the conversion, I remember getting the bank statement or whatever, looking online, I couldn't believe.
And then you get a tip, that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, of course, it's you're doing a DIY job, but I'm glad that you didn't use a random person's razor.
Mm.
What you can't.
The hard thing with house sitting is knowing what you can do and what you can't do.
Yeah. I mean, if that,
I'll give you an example. We've house-sitted at this place, house sat
yep.
three times before, or two times plus this one, three. And they had in the fridge on the first time I went one of those chocolate oranges.
Chocolate. Oh, yeah, yeah. The old school ones that like they're actually in slices.
Yes. Yeah,
they're old school.
Is it a British thing? Because they've got like sort of they're British.
There was a certain time of year they always came out.
Terry's Choco Orange Milk Ball.
Mm, there's some real nostalgia right there.
And so anyway.
Like I'd eat them and I didn't even like them.
Yeah.
I don't even like orange and chocolate.
Well, I said to Bree, I'm like, it's theirs, obviously. It's in their fridge. But I'm like, that shit has been in there since we were last there. Can I eat it? And she said, no. And I looked at it. I was like, it was used by January 3. Can I eat it? And she still said no. But then she asked if we could eat some of the chocolate because there was a lot of chocolate in the fridge.
Yeah.
And so I did eat some, but Bree was, her point was, you don't even eat that. You've never bought that in your life. Why?
No, it is true. I mean, the one thing that you're off the hook with is alcohol, because that just could go.
Mm.
Like house sitting, drinking bottles,
someone's
bottle
of
wine. Yeah. No, that's, you can't fuck around there.
But they do have, you've been to this place and they've got San Pellegrino sort of in a wall, like they've got a shelf. I don't think they actually drink that, Sam Powell.
Just, what is it? Just there.
It's just there on show.
Fizzy water can't be on show around us.
We're a Sam Powell fam.
I sent Josh a photo of an office that had a stack of LaCroix.
Mm.
It was like inspiration.
It would be. I wonder if it's going to come. LaCroix is going to come to Australia.
Yeah, so LaCroix is a brand of fizzy water from America.
It's very hip. You probably didn't realise how hip it was. Like I introduced you to it and now you're seeing how much of a fucking tryhard I am because you're seeing it all the tech companies.
Yeah. Well, even Post Malone's new song, there's a line in it where he says LaCroix, and so it is. We've got a whole heap of emails from the weekend.
hi@thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email.
Last week... I can't remember if you actually said that you remember teachers who wear those disgusting perfumes.
Well, you remembered one, a specific one, but I remembered my favourite teacher had a perfume that had the same scent as my, I think my Ford Laser came with a green car.
Yes, the leaf that smelled.
And it smelled just like... My teacher. Yeah. It was quite bizarre.
And so Samantha, who is a teacher, she's sent us an email. She said happy birthday for the other day.
Thanks.
Turned Samantha. 1 year old, 1 year old. What a year it's been. You've been overseas, adventures, started your own company, and now I know more about you two than I do about some of my other friends. That is so fucking true.
Mm.
It's so weird too. Because we don't, when we talk, it's you and I, it's not like... There's other people going, you're fucked up. I mean, sometimes there is.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't feel like we're it feels like you and I are just having a conversation.
Yeah.
And so when you think about it, people know a lot.
Yeah.
Well, because you start sort of just keeping, you just create a file, the Josh file, the Tommy file.
And you forget you say all the.
No, neither of us. So this is the thing. You know that I fuck up sometimes. But
the thing is, you've got this whole, you've created all this gear around pedophile jokes lately.
No, you brought it to the table. Mate, I never brought Shredophile.
The Shredophile thing was based on a joke that you and your mate, Jimmy. See how I'm starting to remove myself? Your mate, Jimmy.
You brought it to the table. You thought it was some fun thing that we say. And yeah.
But you do have a foot in, you've got a, have you always had a foot in mouth issue?
Yeah, definitely.
Just before we get to Sam's email, you were saying that you were trolling one of your mates about being bald.
Yeah, to his mum and his sister, and I said something about him, like, it was something around, I don't know, something about, something where the joke ended up being, yeah, and that's why he's going bald.
And then the mum said, no, the reason he's going bald is because he had chemo, you piece of shit.
But I've known him long enough that I've also known that he is pretty much going, has been going bald for a very long time.
But I just feel like, no, it was still it's off the table.
I fucked up.
our mate Jules Lund has done, actually no, I think it was Shane Jacobson did it, where he was emceeing an event and was talking about a guy who was, had lost a heap of weight and he was, Shane was like being quite complimentary. He was saying, look at you, like, what are you doing? All that sort of thing. And then someone afterwards said, hey, Shane, he's got cancer. Oh,
no.
So it's not, it's probably talking about cancer though. I know it's a horrendous segue, but during the week when we had to move, when we were house sitting, when we were starting, when we were sort of getting the keys, I sort of established that I'd gone in there previously and gotten the keys with them, but I couldn't be fucked with the banter. And I felt like the husband of the, so Bree's friends with the lady or whatever, the husband's super nice and he always chats, but him and I feel like we're chatting out of like,
necessity, yeah, 100%.
And so I was like, you know what, I actually don't need to be involved. So I'm like, you know,
he's going, please don't come in, please don't come in. And so he's not here.
I waited. I was like, you know what, I'm going to avoid social interaction by being in the car reading my book, which I've nearly finished, by the way.
Yeah.
And
I don't know which one.
It's the Mark Maron one.
Yes.
It's very good. Yeah. I did the 21 pages the other day. Anyway, I was sitting in the car, I had my windows down, I'm reading the book and I see these neighbours, you know, I like creating stories. I see these neighbours, I'm like, oh, what's going on here? There's a little bit of awkwardness. It's a couple who are probably in their mid to late 30s and then a lady with what looks like to be her mum. So the lady's probably in her mid to late 30s and her mum who's in her like 70s or 80s or whatever. Anyway, the couple says, have a good Christmas. And then the lady said, other than Dad's death. And then the lady said, oh, I'm so sorry. And then the mum went and started crying. And I'm just like, I couldn't be closer. And so I'm just like watching this whole thing play out. And I was like, you know what? I should have just fucking gone in. So this was karma. I'd somehow.
Did they know, acknowledge you? Because that's worse when they know you're there. If you're just there and you're kind of like.
Well, she did at the end. The crying lady did at the end because she had to walk past and she bumped my mirror and just said, sorry.
Oh, geez.
And I was just like, I was just pretending to read my. I couldn't read, obviously, because I was panicked. But then they felt like the lady was. It felt like she was talking to comfort me more than. She's like, oh, you know, he died peacefully.
It's
like,
Did you even say anything?
No, but it wasn't to me, but it was just like, it felt like a very, like she was talking loud enough that it was like, she was trying to make her mum stop crying.
Yeah. That is hard.
So anyway, that's what, like the, you know, I'm not much of a funeral guy.
If you're a funeral guy, you're fucked up.
My nana and pa.
If you're a dude who's like, I'm a funeral guy.
My nana and pa.
Unless you own a funeral parlor.
Rest their souls. Is that what you say? Rest their souls.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Nana and Pa. They fucking loved funerals. That was their like.
What, hang on. I mean, they're not here to sort of.
Defend themselves.
Defend themselves. Yeah. Why do you love a funeral? Before I get to the end of Samantha's email.
They loved the social aspect, I think. It was time for all their friends to get together.
I don't know your grandma and grandpa. Yeah. Sickos.
Yeah.
Well, you don't fucking loving funerals. It's called getting together to play some bowls.
But the thing is,
that's what you should
They were
love.
Big Social into church. Engagement. Like, so Nana, when her funeral, they had, it was like eight priests all at the front. Like they fucking brought them out from everywhere. But anyway, they, no, I remember a specific moment. Nana and Para, this is my dad's side, when my mum's sister died. My Nana and Pa went up to the white lady funerals people. Mm. So Nana and Pa are on the other side of the family. They're on my dad's side.
Okay.
And my mum's sister had passed away. So Nana and Pa are just there sort of, they're not super close. And they fucking asked the white lady funeral person, is it okay if we take some of the sandwiches home from
That's
the wake?
That's inappropriate. That's inappropriate. I mean, when I was a when I was a child, I didn't mind the wakes because I got food.
Nana's wake was the best spread you've ever seen because they were all baking. They all had their old recipes. So it's like,
I mean, it's such a funny time where you actually can take away. Not, I mean, we were kids. If you go to that kind of stuff,
you were
an adult. But if that's what you walk away from a funeral, fucking great spread.
But
it's a bit weird.
It may be. Maybe
it's a time
it's a
to mourn. Yeah, definitely. I think people get awkward around this stuff.
But the great thing...
You filmed your grandma's funeral.
Yeah, I did. But the good thing, I live streamed it. I used up so much data every 5 minutes. My brother was in North Carolina, so he couldn't attend.
It wasn't just for Reddit. It was a live stream for his brother who was in the country.
But the thing, the dumb bit about it was that I thought the need to stream it at the highest quality possible. So every 5 minutes I got a text message from Telstra saying I'd used a gig of data.
I wonder if you could get that back. So I was streaming a funeral.
Yeah, I think 100%.
Support me.
But anyway, so the Nana and Pa were very much into the spread, but the white lady funeral person said, oh, sorry, we normally keep that for the family.
So awkward. Anyway, they put their foot in it. I put my foot in it, as everyone can tell. Samantha, she said, in response to your perfume chat the other day, where I said that teachers wear stinky perfumes, old teachers, I'm studying...
Were you ever attracted to any of your teachers?
No, a lot of my teachers were old.
Do you reckon that was a deliberate thing? They couldn't have anyone under 25 teaching you?
Nah, I think it's just my generation. Now there's like young teachers everywhere, like super young, like 21, 22-year-olds. I'm sure the young kids are going, she's hot. I had a few hot tutors.
Really? What were they teaching you? How to spell?
Probably how to read, how to do maths. How to do all the shit I didn't want to do. And she, Samantha said, I'm still studying teaching at uni the middle of this year, finishes at the middle of this year, I think, at uni until the middle of this year.
Tommy's reading.
Kathleen just came into my mind. Fuck, Kathleen, I got this. But on my placement last year, I was asked not to wear strong perfumes as one of the students has allergies and is extremely sensitive to smells. I'm not much of a day-to-day perfume wearer anyway. I work at an after-school care place and I do remember having a school and the same is recommended there. Fuck, it is nanny. Like you can't eat no nuts at schools, no fucking...
I mean, if a kid's going to die because of it, but interesting, have you been giving Bodhi egg and peanut butter and shit?
So when you have a child, there's like a period of time where you get to sort of test little bits. Bodhi
eats... But you're meant to... I think the idea of like the government or whatever said you need to give your kid eggs in the first 6 months and peanut butter and
shit.
So you
just give them little bits like they do... Anyway, Bodhi eats spoonfuls of peanut butter.
What does he do?
No, I just remember putting little bits on there because you like literally just put it on their lips to see what happens. Bodhi's got no allergies.
Yeah.
He just loves food. She said, I do remember having a teacher who had the classic old person mothball nursing home smell about her, but she was a young, cool teacher. It was always a hot topic outside the classroom. That is it. That mothball fucking... Smells like you've pulled out your old blazer. Like,
where
do
they come from? The mothball smell.
Mothballs are in the cupboard,
and that's why I've never understood. Do we put them in the cupboard?
Yeah.
Who?
No young person. If you're a young person that uses mothballs in the cupboard, so you're an old soul, bro.
So you put them in the cupboard so that moths don't get to them.
Depends on the type of house, too.
But why else would you put them in?
No, you put them in there for that, but not all houses have that problem. It was like, I remember silverfish growing up. These little fucking, they look like little scorpions or something. They'd like eat through your top. Moths would fucking eat your top.
I remember being so scared of fireflies.
Fireflies? You mean the ones that sting you at the beach?
No, they were, there was a tree that we had that had fireflies. I don't know if it was.
Did you actually get bitten by one or you just were scared?
No, but mum and dad fucking scared the shit out of me about it. And I'm scared.
Lynn, you've scared Josh. He didn't go out as a child. Yeah. What the fuck were you telling him? What? Josh was watching CNN at six and realizing how fucked up the world was.
That's very true. I've got a couple of emails for us as well. One from Dylan. I like this one. Yeah. He says, "Hi there, Tommy and Josh. My name's Dylan from Toronto, Canada. Loving the podcast. Just finished listening to episode 264, Camels Are Misunderstood." And he says in brackets, which I agree with. I appreciate it.
I wonder if there's camels in Toronto. I couldn't imagine. Too cold for the camels. Yeah.
Camels might thrive.
I mean, hot in the summer, but...
But their humps, there's a water in them,
I think that is a myth. You'll definitely kill a camel if we're out in the desert and trying
camel,
to fucking...
hump...
Just write myth.
No, but you're setting me up. Water. Storage.
Yeah. Is it a myth?
A camel's hump does not hold water at all.
Yes, that's a myth.
It actually stores...
A misnomer.
It stores fat. This is in the same area as me being big boned for my whole life.
The party where I made the inappropriate joke, I learned something, another misnomer, just quickly. I saw a girl that I went to primary school with, haven't seen her in 20 years, and she was working on Polaroid, working on a campaign with Polaroid.
Mm. Don't shake it.
Don't shake them. So the Polaroids, the bottom or like around the edges, it is having this chemical reaction. You shake it, fucks it.
Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, they fucked that.
Actually came out. Polaroid came out with a press release saying, do not shake.
Outcast was the song. Oh, Outcast, yeah. Shake it like a Polaroid.
Why do I
picture?
Get Outcast and Black Eyed Peas?
I get that vibe. There's similar vibes. Similar vibes. Outcast. Black Eyed Peas. You don't listen to any of that music. Actually, I could imagine you.
I was chasing Black Eyed Peas around Melbourne Airport.
Doesn't mean you like their music. You were chasing them around Melbourne Airport.
I used to play Black Eyed Peas a lot at the basketball.
Yeah.
Let's get it started. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Veneto Club. Yeah, that was a good fuck. I've got a feeling the amount of times I use that illegally in videos.
Yeah.
Definitely for the Melbourne International Film Festival red carpet. Doing crazy Zooms and shit, which, funnily enough, that job, on the way to the event, I ran out of petrol on CityLink.
Classic.
Ended up just leaving my car on the side of the road and getting a taxi and called my dad and said, "Dad, I've left my car. Can you sort it out?"
Did you get a ticket on it? Anyway, how did we got to camels? Camels in Toronto. Yeah.
So Dylan says, "I wanted to drop you guys a note about the squeegees you're looking into producing." So what we're trying to get is five of our closest listeners are getting, and now viewers, we have a YouTube channel. If you're listening to this, you can go to youtube.com/The Daily Talk Show to watch us as well. Anyway, we want to produce squeegee key rings.
Yeah, with the squeegee daily key ring cult.
Yeah, and it's going to be it's going to have the Daily Talk Show on them. Yeah. We brought this up at the beginning of the year. Dylan is talking about this and he says he's an industrial product design student here in Toronto. He said, "We do 3D printing here in school for projects and models. I'm well trained in the program SolidWorks 2019. It's good that he's up to date.
Yeah.
Which is a 3D modeling software to 3D print anything you can create on the computer.
Fuck yes.
Certain printers..." So what I mentioned was I was worried about the granularity of the print and I didn't want us to have to sandpaper it too much. Have you seen that with all sandpaper 3D printing?
I've seen it's almost like where it finishes. It's like some string of plastic or whatever. And then you have to get rid of it.
He says certain printers of high quality require less finishing and sanding at the end of the process. However, cheaper printers leave a rather undesirable finish that looks like strings of thin spaghetti stacked on top of each other.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I've seen that shit before. We're not going the cheap way.
Burped in the microphone.
No cheap.
Why did I burp? I haven't eaten anything today. Do you burp more when you haven't eaten?
I don't know.
Anyway, he says, "All the best, guys. Keep it going. You are my real inspiration for 2019.
Fuck
Dylan,
yeah.
Thank you.
Good camel banter he's into. Appreciate a man into camel banter.
Very quickly, one other email from Gemma.
Yeah.
we've had Gemma on the show before, Gemma Watts, and I have said, I think that she smells like my girlfriend Brie.
Yeah, we'll just take the bit where and finish it where I think Gemma smells. We're just going to loop that bit.
little grab. And so I...
Which is a good thing because you love your girlfriend Brie and that same scent is what she wears. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. And yeah, so yeah, you were saying that. You've mentioned that before on the show.
And so Gemma said that she's mad for fragrances and she actually has a spreadsheet that she's made that has all of her favourite perfumes and she's broke them down into notes so that she could tell where there's overlap and work out her favourite note.
It's actually fucking genius. My problem is I couldn't work out what something smells like. I don't know how to describe the
smells like perfume.
Yeah, I don't know how to articulate that because then you need to associate. Like, it's very specific because if she can work out the code of her sniff.
Sandalwood is like a popular wood that's used in sort of the base. Friends of mine did a video for a company that went they were publicly listed and they bought a bunch of shares because they thought this is going to be the next big thing and it's fucking...
Went down.
It's
a classic share story.
For people, I know, anyone who's wanting to know, Gemma was probably wearing Lalabo.
Yeah, which is what Brie wears. Yeah, Lalabo.
So what we're thinking of doing is I said to Gemma, let's start a spreadsheet of guests. And that can just be a question we ask. What perfume are you wearing?
Yeah, it's a Tim Ferriss question.
It is a little bit Tim Ferriss, isn't it?
Slightly tweaked, not sure where it's going.
And he would do it while drunk as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else funny. Is it? What did you do on the weekend?
Went to that party, which was cool because it's the first party I went to.
Sober.
Yeah.
Ever?
Not ever. But first for 2019 because I'm not drinking for 2019.
Well, we just had a slight fuck up.
Our first fuck up. So that just interrupted my story where all I was basically saying was I've become a fat ass.
The reason it fucked up, by the way, we're currently using a temporary solution, which is my 1DX.
Yeah.
Which is a DSLR. And I believe, do you know why they have limitations on the video cameras?
Yeah. So you can't film video for longer than 30 minutes on the DSLR. Isn't it because for tax purposes they can't say it's a video camera because they then get taxed higher? Or
I just actually I went for you then.
Did you?
That was weird. I heard that you were struggling and I thought that me going would
that
help.
That is so funny. All right. First technical fuck up, but we've survived it. No, me going to parties without drinking, my immediate thing is, and it's maybe like an addict. I mean, I'm not really an addict, but it's like I'm looking for satisfaction somewhere else and I'll find it in the sugar. And so there was donuts and just this table of lollies and shit and I was just like, yes.
And because you're doing gym, do you think that you've earned it a little bit? To say this is cheat.
Oh, yeah.
Cheat weekend.
I smashed it. On Sunday too, so I made up for it. It's all good. Yeah.
Great. It's the Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. If you want to send us an email, remember there is the YouTube channel now.
Yeah, you can watch it. YouTube.com.
Comes out.
The Daily Talk Show.
It comes out the exact same time as the audio, which is good.
Or if it's 10 years ago, you're probably still watching it. Mm. Do you take them down if you have a, it's like if you break up with a girlfriend and you've still got photos and you go through and do the old delete every photo of them.
How many times have you done that?
Only a couple of times. I do it. I think it's something you do at the very start of a relationship to make sure. Like there is definitely.
Or an end. If you ended a relationship, would you be like,
nah,
had a bad day.
Nah. I always felt that was slightly tweaked. Like, fucking, I'm removing you from my life but entirely.
Instead it's more of a.
yeah. Back. New girlfriend. I'm glad I don't have to do that shit anymore. I don't plan on getting divorced.
Yeah, that's good. But I mean, I feel like with the Google Photos and Apple's cloud, you can actually find people's faces quite easily.
Yeah.
So you could just do a big bulk.
Yeah. See, I'm happy to keep it all. It's like the Instagram ones where you go back through.
Once you're married, or it's like there's no erasing, sir. There's no erasing Brie.
Yeah.
From my.
No, yeah. There's a solid
same 15 with Amy.
Years.
Same with Amy. Like once you've gone through a marriage. It's probably harder to do the erase.
Yeah, definitely.
So probably just
anyway, no plan on erasing.
Better,
but this will be around. This audio and this video should be around for a very fucking long time.
It's true. It's a daily talk show. Have a good one, guys.
See you guys. See ya.